Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So we had 16 different kinds of suggestion made by the whole verse. And now we've been looking at something. There are 15 of those that can be made just by a single word or a few words. We looked at a few examples. And I have one more example. This is an example of, actually two more examples. This is an example of the case where the potency of a particular word, of the meaning of a particular word, but it has to be a particular word, generates the suggestion.
Are we at 37?
36. We didn't do 36. Okay. Mugde Padmani Kula Jay Makarshir Atra Vishwasam Anavastito Ti Madatat So Yam Sakshad Anekapak Krishnaha. Innocent one, innocent girl. Padmini, it's a kind of girl. Oh, girl born from a good family. Don't put trust in him. This Krishna is unsettled because of his wild mentality, atimadatak. And he's very definitely anekapa. Anekapa can be translated a number of ways, but anekapa, the first meaning and the conventional meaning, is elephant. Because he drinks with his mouth, he also drinks with his hand, his trunk. So this verse could be understood as referring just to an elephant, a black elephant, or it could be referring to Krishna, who's like an elephant. In this verse, the word anekapa, although it normally only has a single meaning, it means elephant by convention. And any derivational meaning is Hare Krishna is overruled by the conventional meaning. That's okay. It's a rat. So what? Okay, it's a big rat. At least it's over there, not on the altar. Oh. No, but he can't. He's over on that side now. Anyway, even though the word only has one meaning, actually, by abnormal use of the language, you can squeeze other meanings out of it, although normally you should not be able to. The conventional meaning has priority. But a poet can get away with using the word according to fanciful derived meanings. And in poetry, you can do that. You can stretch the language beyond its normal limits. But it's not ordinary usage, and it's not really the poet speaking in his own voice. It's the character speaking. So it's a case of the character created by the poet using the language in a funny way to squeeze abnormal meanings out of the word anekapa. And it's just one word we're dealing with here. The whole overall sentence doesn't matter. It's the word that creates the suggestions. So what the other meanings are, first of all, as you know, the other words, the words nearby the word ekapa, the other words in the verse contribute to the suggestions. Like it said, mugde, O innocent one. Actually, there are three three sambodhanams addressed to the other girl. O Mubda, O Padmini, O Kulaja. But there are three adjectives describing Krishna here that correspond to these sambodhanams. Krishna is anavastita, he's ati madat, or because of being ati mada, and he's anekapa. So, okay, it's like this. Here's the meaning that's derived. You are innocent. He is, fickle. He's unsettled. He's a wanderer. Bezrodni. Bezrodni. I mean, rootless. You're a girl from a decent family. He is a wild boy. Atimada. You are Padmini. You're like a lotus flower. And he's an elephant who can crush a lotus flower. So these three ideas are expressed. Now, all that is expressed by the words. I don't think that counts as suggestion yet. Let me see. There's an alankar here. We haven't studied alankars yet. There's an alankar called Yatasankhyam, where you match up one list with another list. A is like D, and B is like E, and C is like F, where one list matches another list point by point. It's called Yatasankhyam, according to the count. That's an alankar. When you put that into a verse, it's an ornament. Okay, that has nothing to do with suggestion. That's just an ornament created by the word, the literal meaning of the verse, or the words in the verse. Okay, anyway, continuing. I'm looking at the commentary. I'm looking at the vritti also. Now, anekapa can mean several things. It can mean that he protects many. He's a maintainer, a protector of many. Or that he drinks along with many. An elephant has a whole, you know, the lord of the elephant is the head of a whole herd. He maintains many other elephants. And he does his drinking along with others, along with his wives and children. They go and drink together. Padmini is the term to describe a particular kind of heroine, a particular kind of romantic heroine. Or it's the name of a kind of lotus. You, my dear girl, are from a good family. He drinks a lot, and he's wild. Therefore, you should not place your trust in him, because due to his wildness, extreme wildness, he's uncertain, unsettled. The dictionary tells us that the word mada means charity, and it also means pride. So we have, that all is just what the words mean. That's the actual abhida, literal meaning of the sentences. From that, we get the suggestion of another idea. Namely, that therefore, because you shouldn't trust him. That anyone who places himself under his shelter is going to get smashed, crushed. He'll destroy anybody who accepts his shelter. That is the suggested idea. Because the gopis can preach like that. I don't think we should preach like that to the general public. Surrender to Krishna, he'll smash you. So anyway, that's the suggested idea. The Vastu is suggesting another Vastu. But that, then we get another suggestion on top of that, a second suggestion. He's being compared to an elephant. In fact, it's ambiguous whether we're talking about an elephant or whether we're talking about Krishna. So because of his similarity to an elephant, that suggests the Upama Alankar. It doesn't say Krishna's like an elephant, but it's sort of in the middle ground, talking either about an elephant or Krishna. That's suggesting the comparison, the metaphor. That's the second 20. But we have not only that, other alankars being suggested. Anavastita, he's unsettled because he's very wild. There we have a kind of logic. So that's suggesting the alankar called Hetu Alankar, where there's a pseudo-logic created by the poetry, or used by the poetry. And when you talk about an elephant as having a large household, being the husband of many wives, then you're giving a natural description of life among the elephants. That's Swabhavokti Alankar, where you start to, you know, starts to become a nature show. So here we have Alankars as the second suggestion being generated out of the meaning of particular words, because it's all based on a play of words. We had the double entendre or triple entendre of the word anekapa. Mudda, the Eliots talk about mad and elephants, but it's not just angry elephants. It's elephants who have mudda when they're in rut. When they're sexually agitated, this fluid comes out of their foreheads called mudda. So we're talking about a mutta husti. It's an elephant during his period. So there's a pun on the word mudda. In Krishna's case, it just means he's wild. So because the words, it matters that you use these particular words. You lose the double meanings if you use substitute words. So this is Shabda Shakti Bhu. It's a suggestion dependent on the particular words. They can't be switched for synonyms. Anyway, it's the individual words here that are creating the suggestion. It doesn't depend on what's going on in the whole sentence. I'm sorry, which one? No, it's not only the word anekapa. It's some of the other words too. Like anavastita. Remember, there were several different alankars suggested. And so the word anavastita and the idea that he's anavastita because of atimada, that is not the word anekapa, but these other words are suggesting the hate alankar. The pseudo-logic. Okay, so some of the suggestions are being done by some of the other words. Okay, another example. This time it's Artha Shakti Bhu suggestion. That the meaning, apart from the particular word, but the meaning of individual words rather than of the whole sentence, is creating the suggestion, which in this case is swatak sambhavi. It's natural. It's the natural use of the words. It's not an artificial use on the part of the poet or the poet's character. Prakrit.
Ni u anakadahing dung a ni apariwaram suhavinti apanong pinau hutada sumara idanim subanadu king bodhi.
Translate, or not translation, but Sanskrit equivalent. Niduvana katabir dunya
nijaparivaram sukapayanti atmanamapi nahi tada smarati dina idanim banatu kimbhavati.
This is one girlfriend speaking to Srimati Radharani. These other girls are fortunate because they're able to recount katha, tell about their experiences in the Niduban with Krishna. And by describing these things, they make their families very happy. Sukapayanti nijaparivaram, or their associates, maybe not the family, but their friends, their associates. Atmanamapi nahi tada smarati, but on that occasion, you didn't even remember your own self. You were not even aware of your own self. Idanim banatu kim bhavati. So now you tell me, what is your status? These other gopis. Okay, the explanation is. You can say that these other girls are fortunate because they're able to impress their friends, telling them about their experience with Krishna. But you were so absorbed in that experience that you forgot your own self and you can't remember anything. You have nothing to say because you were so absorbed that you can't make up a story. So who's the real fortunate one? These girls who are bragging or you? Even though you can't remember anything, you can't tell a good story, you're full of ecstasy from your experience. They claim to be full of ecstasy, but your ecstasy is much greater than theirs. So there's no twisting the words here. There's no peculiar play on words or double entendres involved here. The natural meaning of the words is doing all the suggesting. Now let's see what the suggestions are. Vishwanath Chakravarti will tell us. What's suggested is the idea that you're much more fortunate than they are, even though the verse just says that they are fortunate. But then gives us the reasons to understand that they're not the real fortunate ones. Radharani is the real fortunate one. That's the suggestion. It's actually the one word, dunya, that's doing that suggesting. The way that word is being used is suggesting that actually Srimati Radharani is fortunate. It doesn't really depend on the whole sentence to catch that. It's just ironically said, they're fortunate, but it's obvious that they're not the fortunate ones, Radharani is. So that's ekapada vyanjana, again. So we had previously, 47 was the last count, sub-count we had of different kinds of dvani. Yeah, sapta dash, padi, no, let me see. Not 47, but what was the last count? Ashtadasha dantvime. Oh. No, 18. Yeah, 18 plus 17 is what? 35.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, I misread the number. So the total up to now is 35, 18 plus 17. Okay? 18 varieties generated from the vakya, and 17 generated by single words. Well, you can also have a kind of suggestion created by the Prabandha. Prabandha can mean like Prakarana, a whole section. But Prabandha is a technical term in poetry when you have a group of 3 to 5 verses that make up a single story. It's called a Prabandha. It's like a stanza made up of 3 to 5 verses. So the whole Prabandha, the whole little story in up to 5 verses can do the suggesting. Not even an individual sentence, but you have to hear the whole story and then you get the suggestion. I'm sorry? Well, let's see. I think it's 4 or 5. 4 or 5 verses is a Prabandha. Not just any 4 or 5. 4 or 5 verses that tell a single story. Very often in Mahakavyas, there's no real plot. Every verse tells a different story. But sometimes there's short stories that are contained in a group of up to 5 verses. That's called a Prabandha. Well, it's not going to be Shabda Shakti Bhu in that case, because we're not dealing with the individual words, we're not even dealing with individual sentences, we're dealing with the whole story. So it's got to be considered Artha Shakti Bhu. Well, Artha Shakti Bhu, we studied that there were 12 different varieties of that. According to whether there's a chain of suggestions, whether the first suggestion is Vastu or Alankar, and whether what the second suggestion is suggested by it is Vastu or Alankar, that makes 4 varieties. And then whether it's the natural use of the language or the poet twisting the language or the character twisting the language. So that makes a total of 12 varieties. So those 12 varieties of Artha Shakti Bhu Vyanjana are found also for the whole Prabandha, for a group of up to 5 verses telling a single story. Well, add that to 35 and you get a subtotal of 47 so far. Varieties. No, not 12 varieties of Prabandha. It's 12 varieties of Artha Shakti Bhu Vyanjana, which we were discussing, you know, a week ago. Artha Shakti Udbhava Dvadasha Vido. There are 12 varieties of Dvani, which is Artha Shakti Bhu. And it's... No. Because whenever you have a Dvani generated by the whole Prabandha, it has to be considered Artha Shakti Bhu. Because it can only be the meaning, not the individual words. Not particular words, but it's the gist of the whole story. If it was particular words, then it would be inside the sentence or just by the single word. You know, to have a Shabdi Artha Bhu Dvani, we'd be focusing on a single word, either in the context of a sentence or all by itself. We have to go beyond that and just look at the general gist of the story. Then we're dealing with Prabandha. So that puts us in the category of Artha Shakti Bhu, in which there are 12 subdivisions. Because all the dvanis that are in the Prakarana, that are generated from the whole Prakarana, are Artha Shakti Bhu dvanis. And there are 12 kinds of those. Yeah. Well, then even if you're in a story, you would consider that generated by just one pada, by one word. You wouldn't consider that generated by the whole Prabandha.
If that happens, then even though you're in the Prabandha, it's dwani generated by a single word. Yeah. I mean, it's not that in a Prabandha, you can't have dwani by individual words or by sentences. This is a case where neither any of the words or any of the sentences are doing this particular suggestion. They may also do some other suggesting. But then we also have a kind of suggestion that's just done by the overall storyline. Well, the word has its significance in the context. That's okay. But if it's then I guess it's just there's an overlapping. You know, you can't deal with words in complete isolation. But it's a matter of predominance. Whether the word is really the primary contributor to the suggestion or whether the whole story is. You know, they're both contributing, but one of them becomes the prominent or the principal contributor. Yeah. So, naturally, applying this theory, there's a lot of room for discretion, for you deciding what category to put something in. Someone else may have a different opinion. It's not a hard and fast, you know, exact science. There can be different opinions, there can be overlapping sometimes. The differences are very subtle. When we get to Alankars, we'll have the same problem, that it's hard sometimes to tell them apart. They seem so similar. And you may end up with different authorities having different opinions about it. You know, just like, you know, does the patient have arthritis or bronchitis? Does he have bronchitis or asthma? You know, there's some symptoms of each in the disease. He's wheezing like he has asthma, and he's got an infection in his bronchi like it's bronchitis. One doctor will call it asthma, another doctor will call it bronchitis. They're both right in their own ways. Yeah, but the real question is, which one of them is it primarily? And then you call it, what is it? Pradhanyena or vyapadesha. Something is named by what is most prominent in it. Even though there are characteristics of something else in it.
Just some sad question about Divya Prabandha, this book of Ramanujacharya's followers. Is it also connected with Prabandhas?
Well, I don't know, because there the compositions are longer. They're not just four or five verses. So Prabandha can also mean just a literary composition in general. That's a more general use of the word. I don't know if I can get. I don't think we have time to cover this whole Prabandha because we have to read four verses to get the idea of this. So can we hold off on this one? Like stop here. Okay, this is a short class, but I'm not prepared to get much beyond this anyway. I could do these four verses, but better we take adequate time rather than rush it. It's going to take more than 10 minutes to explain this. Okay, any other questions? Okay, thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.